407-278-5939. We're still taking calls. What is it? 8:40 right now on my clock, and still lots of time left to get some calls. And so if you've got some questions you've been hanging on to, certainly about anything, we can certainly answer them for you.
Where is Bridget?
I know.
I know. Where?
You know, it's almost bedtime. Let's get going here.
I know. It's crazy. I don't know what happened. She was here for like, what was it, 3 months straight, and then... that podcast, it got old, you know. We jumped the shark. We brought Len on. And
jumped the shark, exactly. Hey, hey Matt, going back to the original question that that Larry had around the room number, 2613 in Caribbean Beach.
Well, if Larry's accessible. Still listening, you can write that down. Otherwise, we'll put it in the show notes, but thanks for pointing that out, Len.
Yep.
407-278-5939. Give us a call, and we will definitely...
I see the poolside bar and grill. I'm thinking some shrimp.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a computer, big screen TV, computer, summer kitchen. I don't know what that is. It's got the Tiny Tots play area, so Hannah will be taken care of.
Yeah,
use Hannah's over good. A conservation area, Len, so you can pick out the animals and say, them's good eating.
Them's good eating. Exactly. How much? This is doesn't look bad at all.
Yeah, and non-smoking.
So there's four chairs, so each of us could belly up to the bar.
Yeah, and Dawn's behind the bar wearing a little leather tube top over there.
Tube top. Dawn in a tube top.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Well, to save us from that, we have another phone call. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Elliot from Sacramento.
Hey, Elliot, how are you?
Hey, how are you, Matt?
Outstanding.
Love the podcast. Just wanted to fill in for Matt regarding the Wonka bar search. I was having some trouble actually finding some to purchase actually for a gift for my wife, and here in Sacramento couldn't find them, and actually found the smaller ones at a 98-cent only store here, and then actually after that we found out that our local Blockbuster has the 3-ounce bars.
Yeah, well, first of all, the small bars don't count. Small bars are good. I'll eat them. Look, I'm desperate. But the big bars are where they're at. But yeah, you're on Sacramento, you said, right?
Yeah, in California.
Yeah,
so.
It's that
I'm
whole
Blockbuster.
I know. I guess I got to try it. I mean, you know, I'm the child of the internet, so it's Netflix or I don't go anywhere. you know. But I definitely got to try it. I think it's that whole Connecticut blockade. I don't know what it is. So I don't know, but thanks for the tip, though.
Yeah, no, one of my other comments was, did they ever have any other flavors other than the standard chocolate and graham?
I don't think so. I know that they have other candy bars. I know that there's like the Wonka, what is it, nut donuts or something like that. It's like a pretzel, chocolate-covered pretzel thing. I've seen them in the. I've seen those quite a bit. Mm. But in terms of like different variations on the Wonka bar, no, I haven't seen anything else.
Okay.
But honestly, I mean, why mess with the original?
Yeah, really.
It's just so good.
And actually, for my question, I was just going to ask you guys. I'd written an email a while back, and probably you hadn't had a chance to get to it. But I was going to ever ask if you guys had ever been to Celebration in Orlando. Obviously, it's not truly Disney World, but it's on their property. And just wondered what you guys ever thought about it, or you guys have ever taken a look through it.
Yeah,
I've been there. I was there a couple of years ago. Actually, was taken on a tour of the Celebration Hotel, and I haven't been back as often as I should. Next time my wife and I go down, we're planning to spend an afternoon at Celebration to really see what's new over there. And I can tell you, if I ever moved down to Florida, I'd probably move to Celebration and no place else.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
really?
Great. I love going to the coffee shop over there. That's right on the Main Street USA, for lack of a better – I don't know what the street is. But it's a great little coffee shop. I go there for breakfast. I've been there – I think I went there – couple trips ago. I've been there a couple times. It's great. It's really nice. If you've never been there, it's definitely worth checking out. But, you know, I think everyone would love to move there until you see how much it costs to get a place over there. It's ridiculously.
Yeah, really. Talk about gentrification.
Yeah. Jeez. But it's great. I love going over there.
Great. Thanks for the input.
Great. Thanks for the Wonka Bar tips.
Thanks, Elliot.
Take care, guys.
When I set up my bomb shelter, I'll be having Wonka Bars in the, over there. Enough Wonka bars to last me for, you know.
Have you tried them frozen?
Ooh, that'd be a good idea.
That was Don's idea.
Brilliant. I love it.
they're really good frozen, but they're almost too hard.
Oh, that's the, if you. I love frozen chocolate's great. I'm gonna try that one.
Great idea. Give it a shot.
But next time that Wonka Bar Santa Claus comes my way and leaves me Wonka bars in my shoes and I'll be sure to put them in the freezer.
You know, we need some sort of hybrid tradition, like Hanukkah has it 8 days, right? And then right. Catholics have, or Christians have Santa Claus. Let me come up with a hybrid sort of. Well, I guess there's, you know, we'd have to include Kwanzaa too. So it would be a
Festivus. It would,
a Festivus, exactly. Festivus begins with the airing of grievances.
And ends with the Feast of Wonka Bars.
Get that aluminum pole out.
That's great.
Get the aluminum pole out. Exactly. So we'd have to do it that way. We'd have to come up with something that, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure our listeners will post something about
there's,
that.
We're nothing if not, you know, a center for all people to come together in the spirit of hope and charity.
407-278-5939.
Did you ever see Steve Martin do the thing on Saturday Night Live?
Oh yeah.
Where he goes, if I could have just one wish this holiday season, it was that the children of the world could come together in the spirit of peace and harmony. What if I could have just two wishes this holiday season? It would be for overwhelming power over all my enemies. And that the children of the world could come together in the spirit of peace and harmony. And then he gets like, and then he gets like, you know, the situation was like, yeah, I know, I don't want to get on too far, but it was like money, power, and the kid thing. It was great.
Kid. With that, what is new in the unofficial guideline?
I'll tell you what we're working on for the next revision of the 07 guide. We're completely rewriting the ticketing chapter because we've based on what we've talked about on the show before, we're going back and reevaluating our advice on when you should buy certain options and when you should buy certain tickets. We're also adding in Sam Genoway's urban design.
Awesome. That's great.
Talks. Cool. Very good. So that might have some space constraints there, but looking to do that. We're rewriting some of the attraction descriptions for some of the classic Magic Kingdom and Epcot rides. So look for some expanded coverage on Splash Mountain and Pirates of the Caribbean and those other attractions. Got a ton of great new reader quotes explaining the pros and cons of the dining plan. We've got updated restaurant reviews. We've got, of course, new attraction descriptions, new Disney MGM Studios basic one-day touring plan.
Great.
What else? A ton of other stuff. We're also updating the Walt Disney World with Kids book at the same time, and those are going to include the top 8 or 10 touring plans off the unofficial guide website. So the plans for teens and tweens, for example, will probably make the book based on the demand from the website, and I was very excited about that. Of course, I was very excited about that because my next question after that was, so do I get royalties for that book too? Unfortunately, we have yet to determine that, so we'll see. But anyway, yeah, so. But it looks like we're going to really expand the Walt Disney World with Kids book.
Great.
Yeah, so that should be a lot of fun.
I will say that I've been hard at work recently on mgmstudios.org working on some. I'm trying to get one new content item out a day. That's the weekdays, of course. Weekends I take off. And
weekends were made for Michelob.
So I want to check that out. Some interesting articles I posted over there. Some columns. I got a new column writing over there. It's over there, so check that out. When's your next column, Scopa?
My next column will be coming out next Friday, and it will be on MouseFest. It will be a column that talks about a little bit about the history of MouseFest. It'll talk about MouseFest 2006. It'll talk about Mouse Planet's activity for MouseFest 2006. And this year I am doing everyone a favor, especially those people going down for the first time, and I will be providing a MouseFest training guide within that column to get everybody prepared physically, mentally, and emotionally for MouseFest 2006.
Very cool. And Mr. Newell, Studio Central Radio is the newest of the of all your feeds over there?
Yes. That's it.
Plug it.
That's all I got.
That's all I got.
Plug it.
I downloaded one track today, and that's all I have to update.
That's all I've got.
That's all I got.
Good night, everybody. Thank you. Good night.
Have you given any thought to individual stations for each park?
I've been thinking about that under Len's guidance. I've been actually toying with the idea since we already have the studio's radio channel now. Actually, we're getting ready. I'm getting all my stuff ready for the holidays. We're going to have plenty of holiday music on. Right now, all the Boo to You parade stuff is on, but that's going to come down, and all the holiday stuff will be coming up soon. And I'm going to have one channel just devoted to holiday radio, and Radio 1 is going to have all that stuff involved. So if you don't just like holiday radio all the time, then you can have a little mix. So that's coming up. That'll premiere on Thanksgiving Day.
Wow, that's great.
So that's really what I've been working on.
All right, go figure. Someone, you know, Christmas doesn't start until after Thanksgiving. Who'd have thunk it?
Believe it or not, this will be the 8th year I've done Christmas music on Maxwell Radio. Yep.
Len, you've got a lot of catching up to do.
Truly, I do.
You're only up to about 14 hours a day, man. you gotta crank it up for the holidays.
And I've got to start bringing it with me. If I need a streaming web-connected MP3 player I could bring to work.
We need a portable player. That's what this place is.
If you were on XM, I would.
Awesome.
The gentle glow of that receiver would put me to bed at night.
He would have on one end the old school air conditioner from Caribbean Beach, and on the other the XM station playing Mouse World Radio.
I'm telling you, if I wasn't so worried about the brain tumor the size of a grape, do some sort of head-mounted thing and be done with it. It would be done. Oh, God.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Rick from Illinois.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
I'm doing all right. You guys sound like you're doing okay, too.
Yeah, we're just doing something. We're filling in time here. What can we do for you tonight?
I got two quick questions well, they won't be too quick. I know how you guys are, but they're supposed to be quick. The first one, Wonders of Life, it's back.
It is. I thought it was dead.
I think we all did.
I thought it was like it and Fidel Castro apparently just aren't going away.
Anybody have any details about the plans for what I kind of always felt was the best Epcot Pavilion?
The rides are supposed to be, Body Wars and Making of Me and Cranium Command are all supposed to be working. I don't expect any shops or restaurants or anything to be open there, so that'll be fairly bare. It'll be interesting to see whether, like, all of the minor attractions and stuff like that, like the little games you used to be able to play where you pedal stuff. I don't know if they're or not, but actually one of our researchers is a Disney cast member who gave us this tip like a week before it was going to open, before it actually happened. So I can check with him. But the last I heard was just going to be the rides, no stores, no restaurants.
And there's no chance it'll be open after the first of the year?
I doubt it. I mean, frankly, I was shocked. I don't know. I was shocked it was open this time, because if it wasn't open for Easter, I thought the chances of it being open at Christmas were nil. But, you know, that's good. Let it be open.
Well, should be at least fun for those who can make it. Unfortunately, I won't be one of them living in Illinois and having a trip schedule in the future, but
yeah,
that's the way it goes.
Hopefully somebody gets some decent video of all those attractions, though.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be a good idea. Put it up where we can access it. All right, I got another question for you.
Shoot.
I have a friend who is going to be at the World involuntarily. this is not...
what a problem to have.
Against his will.
I know. Well, he is not a Disney person. He's going down there for the basketball tournament that's happening over the Thanksgiving weekend at the Wide World of Sports. But he's staying on property as part of this deal, and I don't know if admission's included with his deal to the parks. I don't know. But whether it is or not, how about some suggestions for a non-Disney person, or even just like a business traveler who's going to be in the area, that sort of thing, to do a Disney World without getting completely over-inundated, but to enjoy themselves?
I'd say just go to Epcot.
Ooh, I was going to say the same thing.
Especially World Showcase, and have them go around to all the pavilions, Rick, you know, take in there are some very nice restaurants. I think, you know, obviously Epcot is the adult park of all the parks. And someone who is not a Disney-phile, someone who is not into all the Disney culture, probably would find that park to be the most entertaining and enjoyable.
My thought was, I mean, they're staying at Coronado Springs, but my thought was take the rental car over to Boardwalk and meet at the ESPN Club since they're sports nerds, and then walk at least over to the park for Illuminations, which is kind of it's the least Disney of the fireworks shows, obviously. And
absolutely.
Something I think that if you're going to have park admission and you're not paying for it, you might as well take advantage of it. That's what I think. So I just thought maybe there was something I was missing.
Yeah, I mean, I think, drink around the world might be a fun activity, but depending on how much work you have to do the next day.
Oh, you know my friend, do you?
Or there's always Raglan Road.
Oh, well, yeah.
Actually, you could do sort of...
Both?
Yeah, both.
It'll be carted
there a couple of nights. There'll be options.
I'm the first one to ever think of that. Yeah, okay.
Also Boardwalk. There's also Boardwalk.
Yeah, Boardwalk's a great area.
Does Atlantic Dance ever actually open? I don't think I've ever met anybody who's actually gone there.
I've been there. It's usually open. Actually, my wife's claim to fame is that she was carded and she couldn't get in there. She didn't have her driver's license with her that night.
Oh, really?
So she got carded, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, I just never seem to hear anything about it, so I guess that was a third question for you.
Yeah, you might also what's it called? Across from Atlantic Hall, Jelly Rolls.
Rolls.
Yeah, Jelly Rolls might be a good option as well.
Something different that doesn't have, you know, the mouse and the...
No, that's mostly drunken debauchery right there.
In that case, I'll pass it along. I appreciate your time, guys. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye. We have another call. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Brian McGowan.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Brian.
All right, yourself. Our daughter, Kelly, has a question she wants to ask you guys.
What can we do on New Year's Eve?
WDW.
Yeah.
Good question. A lot of the parks have different offerings. At the studios, I'll talk what I know about. They have a variation on Sorcery in the Sky at midnight. It's not exactly Sorcery in the Sky, but because they call it something else, so that just means, I don't know what it means. It means that there's some extra fireworks, and they've changed it somewhat. But it's, for the most part, a variation on that. That's one option. Guys, what are some of your other options for New Year's Eve at Walt Disney World?
Well, if you're not going to do Sorcery in the Sky, which would be right up there with, you know, with one of the things I'd do because you rarely get to see it, I'd probably go see Illuminations only because I've never seen Illuminations for July 4th or Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. So I think Illuminations probably would be what I'd probably go see.
Len, anything else to add?
No, I mean, I'd go with Illuminations.
Outside, I'd say probably Pleasure Island.
Pleasure Island.
I don't know, if you're bringing your daughter over there, probably not. But if you're talking for the general populace, Pleasure Island might be a good idea. I mean, for kids, it's kind of...
Pleasure Island's going to be insanely crowded, though. Well, yeah. Is Pleasure Island a hard ticket event?
I think on New Year's Eve it is.
Yeah,
because
like,
they usually get a big name act to play, like the B-52s. They usually get a big act to play. On
David Lee Roth has been there.
Yeah, on New Year's Eve.
We said a big act.
Well,
and that's why I say, hey, I don't know if you guys have heard the rumor. Apparently, they're in negotiations.
Who?
David.
Ooh. Six Flags.
Six Flags. Oh, Hotspur on the list.
David Lee Roth. He's been booked to play at Atlantic Dance Hall. That's
yeah.
Probably what he's talking about.
So apparently Dave and Van Halen are in negotiations for a world tour in 07.
Well, the radio gig didn't work out, so I guess he's got nothing else to do.
Let's get back to Brian's question.
Anyway, yeah.
Outside the parks, do you mean that like...
Here's the thing, a couple things. I mean, Pleasure Island is just crazy, and it's going to be hard to ticket an event. But with New Year's Eve, you run the risk, if you're not staying at a Disney resort, of being locked out of the parks. So, you don't want to get there. I mean, if you get there like 8 o'clock in the morning, the park will be open at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm sure all of them will, but you're going to, you know, you're looking at 17 or hold on, 16, 4, 12, 16, 17 hours in the park before you could reasonably leave? That's a hike.
Yeah, that's a good point, Len.
Yeah, you want to get there before 4.
After the first, actually. So,
do you guys normally stay at a Disney resort?
We're supposed to schedule stay at the Scopa Towers, actually.
Yeah, that'll get you in. I just think it's gonna be very, very crowded, but you can do it.
Okay. Is that it, Kelly?
I guess.
She says that's good. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Brian. Bye.
Thanks, Brian.
Okay. Bye, bye.
Bye. Good luck.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Thanks.
407-278-5939.
Tickets to Pleasure Island on New Year's Eve are $89 plus tax.
Is it really that much now?
Yeah.
Plus tax.
Plus tax. That's insane. I was just looking to see who was going to be there, but $89.
Well, who was there this year?
It doesn't say.
Len, this is a perfect opportunity to follow up Len's Very Merry Christmas Party with Len's New Year's Eve bash.
That's the idea right there.
That might be a bad idea because Don's birthday is the 27th, so.
Bring back the leather tube top, baby.
The leather tube top.
Oh, my God.
I'll have to ask about that.
That's making points tonight.
Oh, yeah. Don isn't coming to MouseFest, is she?
Kick your ass. Yeah, she's actually coming to MouseFest.
Now she's got a reason to come to MouseFest.
Yeah, now she's coming anyway. Hotchberg. I hope your medical's paid up. Go ahead.
Yeah, about that airfare. I don't think I'm going to be able to
get exactly. Yeah, honey.
Canceling the trip.
407-278-5939. Give us a call. Phone lines are open. Maybe you have a suggestion for New Year's Eve.
I hear they have
didn't cover.
I hear they have nice rooms at the Celebration Hospital.
Exactly. Yes. The ICU is just first class entertainment there.
Oh man.